You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you guys are doing well and getting ready for a pretty tremendous and busy news week here. A lot going on across the country today, and we're going to get to all of it. Hope you are doing well. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to give you guys a little flavor of what it was like in Memphis over the weekend. It was terrible. I mean, you had, I think, 7 or 8 people got shot. You had a guy try to run, or he ran over 2 police officers at the Memphis International Airport at baggage claim. You had a shooting over on Beale Street in broad daylight, by the way, interrupted a big wine competition. And then just, a quarter mile away from the broadcast, the heavily fortified broadcast center, you had a bunch of thugs opening fire in a very well-to-do area. This, by the way, is the Todd Starnes radio program. You know, we're not broadcasting from a trailer park. Not that there's anything wrong with the trailer park. We're in a really nice part of town. And one of the reasons we wanted to be in the nice part of town is because there's no crime here. But then last night around 7 o'clock, people getting out of church, going to grab a delicious hamburger over at Huey's. And this is what people heard. Cut number 9.
Oh, what the f***? Oh.
It's terrible. That sound you heard was of about four thugs, we believe, that opened fire on a police officer, off-duty police officer. So the off-duty cop saw these guys, these four thugs, and they were trying to steal a Dodge Charger. I know. Yeah, that's all they do. They steal the Chargers and the Infinities and something else. Is it the Kias? I don't know. Anyway, those are hot commodities for the thugs. So anyway, the cop says, hey, look, stop what you're doing. I'm a cop. They turn around and they start shooting at the cop. Meanwhile, people inside the restaurant are literally diving under tables. It's the craziest thing. And I will say this. The staff and the management at Huey's Hamburger Joint should be commended, because those guys and gals, they did an amazing job getting all of the customers into safety. Apparently, a lot of people were able to lock themselves inside a freezer. I mean, it was terrifying yesterday. In broad daylight, all of this is happening. But again, ladies and gentlemen, no different than any other major American city controlled by Democrats. And that's just the way it is. But anyway, hats off to the good people at Huey's. If you're coming to Memphis and you want a great burger, you got to stop by Huey's. It's just pretty good. And get the tater tots. They're delicious. All right, where do we start here? We've got so much going on. And I want to salute a councilman by the name of Ryan Webb from Indiana. This guy is my hero. I'm telling you, it is crazy right now, just crazy in America, where people are being confused about their gender. God bless Megyn Kelly. Did you see that photograph, by the way? Yes, I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but it involves a beautiful woman in a bikini, so bear with me for just a moment. So you got Megyn Kelly, and she's down in Florida celebrating somebody's 50th birthday with the girls. It's kind of a girls' trip, and they're sitting poolside in the bikinis. and Megyn Kelly is there. And, of course, Megyn Kelly has been really, she's really changed over the past few years. And she's become an advocate for women in America. And she's been at war with this whole transgender crowd. So anyway, Megyn Kelly is sitting poolside in this bikini. And, well, yes, she's very attractive, Dylan. I mean, you know, they all the Fox women are, you know, and ex-Fox women are just, are beautiful. They're gorgeous. Yes, I know we're about the same age, so what are you getting at? No, I don't wear a bikini, Dylan. Never would. So anyway, she's wearing a ball cap. And it's one of these MAGA-style ball caps. And it's really causing some people to turn their heads. It says, make women female again. That's what it says. Good for you, Megyn Kelly. So anyway, this councilman decides, you know what? We're gonna play their game. We're going to play the game of the left. So first, you're going to hear a TV report about this Indiana councilman. And this guy is Lily White. I mean, he is as white as they come. But he has decided to play the game of the transgender crowd. Cut number six.
A councilman is coming out as a transgender, and a woman of color. Delaware County Councilman Ryan Webb announced that he now identifies as an Indian American woman. Since that announcement, he's received some support, but a lot of backlash, many calling him childish, despicable, even calling for things like execution. In a statement Webb gave to ITM8, he says, quote, "It is unfortunate that I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves. It's possible I may change my mind down the road. The process of identity exploration is complex, and oftentimes at the end of our personal journey, we end right back where we started." Webb goes on to tell ITM8, this is just his true, authentic self.
It's his true, authentic self. God bless you, Councilman. Now, we've got some audio to play that came out of the council meeting, and I think this is a hoot. Because you've got one of the people that went up to the podium. Everybody thinks it's Ryan Webb. It's not. It's some dude. It's a transgender dude. And he's a big boy. And people are just enraged that this guy has embraced his true, authentic self. Cut number 13.
The person, Ryan Webb, announced publicly on social media that he now identifies as a lesbian woman of color. If he were serious, I'd sing his praises. But instead, I know better.
That's the transgender dude.
In none of my jobs in the last 21 years, and that is many, many jobs, would I have been permitted to mock and disrespect my customers.
And if that were true, we would all be proud of you. And no one would be denying your right to do such things and to identify by your heritage. But your open mockery of these communities is insane.
In order to demand for the resignation of Ryan Webb, the post Mr. Webb made on April 12th were offensive on many levels.
After hearing these complaints, Ryan Webb responded,
"I'm being dead serious. You don't get to question me. You do not get to require proof from me. You were part of the movement to help establish these rules and set the bar."
Touche, Councilman. Touche.
Yeah, that's right. Touche. Thank you very much, whoever said that. Yes, I'm with the councilman here. Who are you? Who are you, transgender community? Who are you, person of color, to question? How dare you question? How dare you? That's heterophobic or trans. There's some sort of a phobia. Dylan, look it up, because we know it's there. How dare you? How dare you question this lily white man who now identifies as a transgender person of color? Who do you think you are? And by the way, it's not mockery. We all know that gender is now fluid, right? It used to be an issue for a lot of Americans, and it was dealt with by a box of Depends. But not anymore. Now we have to embrace one's gender fluidity. And therefore, I mean, it's perfectly legal for Councilman Webb to feel like a man at home, but during city council meetings, he could identify as transgender Pocahontas. And who are you to question it? I love this guy. He needs to get an award. You know what? When President Trump gets reelected, We need to give him the Presidential Medal of Common Sense. That's what we need. A healthy heap and dose of it. All right. Again, I told you folks, just a lot of weird stories today that we're going to be covering. But they're going to try to oust this councilman now. They say that he crossed a line, that he was mocking transgender women of color. Do you agree with that? I'm not quite sure where the mockery is. It sounds to me like they're just being, quite frankly, intolerant. I mean, who are they? They say, their argument is, well, you just can't put on a wig and makeup and high heels and call yourself a woman. Really? Because that's what Dylan Mulvaney's done, right? He hasn't had any surgeries. I mean, really. Oh, by the way, I've got to tell you guys this great story. So over the weekend, I have season tickets to the Memphis Showboats, the USFL. Very excited about our team. We have a crappy coach, but it's a great team. And even though we're 0-3, we have a lot of fun in the stands. We have a devoted fan base here. They call themselves the Yacht Club. And I was at the game, and I got a little thirsty, so I went up, and I'm not a beer drinker. But I was wanting some water, so I got a big old thing of that bottled water, Dasani bottled water. And nobody else was in the little area, and so I went up to the ladies, and they, the Knights of Columbus, and I guess this is the auxiliary because they were all ladies, and the ladies were very kind, and it's one of these things where they run it, the stand, and when you give them a tip, the tip goes to whatever charity the Knights of Columbus is after. So anyway, I was getting a bottle of water, and I could not help but notice the bottles of water were right above the Bud Light display, and not a single can of Bud Light had been sold, not a one. I peeked around, and I noticed there was a cart. You know how they have the carts, and you can get the Pronto Pups? We call them corn dogs. You can get yourself a corn dog or a Pronto Pup at the little the portable cart. They had one for Bud Light. Nobody was in line. They had one for Coors, line out the street. But nobody was wanting to drink Bud Light. And so anyway, I asked the ladies, I'm paying my money, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to ask these ladies. They seem very nice enough. And they're, by the way, very delightful Catholic ladies. And I said, ladies, let me ask you a question. I said, have you noticed anybody at all, just between you and me, anybody at all buying the Bud Light? And so one of the ladies shook her head no. And then the other lady said, well, we may have had one person come by and get a beer. The dude was in a dress. I think his name is Dylan. No, not you, Dylan. It's a Dylan Mulvaney, Dylan. So we laughed, and we ended up talking for a few minutes. And they're just as aggravated and outraged as everybody else is over this whole transgender movement. But they told me that beer sales were taking a hit at the stadium because nobody wants to be caught drinking a Bud Light, right? I think that's pretty brilliant. And then one of the ladies says, you know, is it bad that I kind of like think badly about somebody who goes and buys a Bud Light? No, I don't think that's bad at all. I think it's normal. Absolutely normal. So anyway, good for you Knights of Columbus ladies, and good for all of you Memphis Showboats fans for taking a pass on the Bud Light, and maybe we will actually win a game. But it's still one of the most entertaining, and it's one of the most fun things that I have done. So if you're at a USFL game, drop by section 105, seat number, I don't know, row number 9, I'll be there. The 30-yard line, right in front of the cheerleaders. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, I finally had to cut back on the barbecue and the sweet tea, and now I'm starting to lose weight thanks to a great new product called Calitrin. Now, Calitrin contains an amino acid called glycine, which increases serotonin levels, and that makes me sleep better at night, and it also helps me lose weight. It is safe and natural, better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and believe it or not, glowing skin. And who doesn't like glowing skin? Calitrin is good for you. You're giving your body back what it needs. Calitrin is not a quick fix, but it is a long-term solution for you to take the weight off and keep it off. And get this, it's 100% safe. So even if you're on medications, there are no drugs or stimulants, and that's what makes Calitrin so different. So give them a call right now. Do what I did, 833-TOP-LOSS, or log on to toploss.com and use the promo code Todd. That's 833-TOP-LOSS, promo code Todd. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Man, we have so many crazy stories to share with you today. Have you heard about this one? It's a 12-year-old boy, and we're going to get to William's call in just a moment. But I want to talk about this 12-year-old boy. His name is Liam Morrison, and he was kicked out of his middle school because he wore a T-shirt. Now, you say, okay, what was on the T-shirt? The T-shirt had a little slogan. It said, "There are only two genders." Now, you know, it seems to me that Liam should have been given a gold star because he passes biology. He passes human anatomy class because he understands something that even many of his teachers cannot, that God made them male and female. But he was hauled in and he was told his shirt had caused a disruption, that other people had complained, and that his shirt targeted a protected class. So, well, they told Liam, you got a choice. You can either remove the shirt or we have to send you home. Liam said, I'm not taking the shirt off. I'm not going to do it. He was very respectful. This happened at Middleborough, Massachusetts. So Liam, this 12-year-old boy, took his concerns directly to the school board. Let's take a listen.
In the 7th, 10th grade at Nichols Middle School, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. I never thought that the shirt I wore to school on March 21st would lead me to speak with you today. On that Tuesday morning, I was taken out of gym class to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe. They told me that I wasn't in trouble, but it sure felt like I was. I was told that I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class. When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. Thankfully, my dad supported my decisions and came to pick me up. What did my shirt say? Five simple words. There are only two genders. Nothing harmful, nothing threatening. Just a statement I believe to be a fact. I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do. Not one person, staff, or student told me that they were bothered by what I was wearing. Actually, just the opposite. Several kids told me that they supported my actions and that they wanted one too. I was told that the shirt was a disruption to learning. No one got up and stormed out of class. No one burst into tears. I'm sure I would have noticed if they had. I experience disruptions to my learning every day. Kids acting out in class are a disruption, yet nothing is done. Why do the rules apply to one, yet not another? I feel like these adults were telling me that it wasn't okay for me to have an opposing view. Their arguments were weak, in my opinion. I didn't go to school that day to hurt feelings or cause trouble. I have learned a lot from this experience. I learned that a lot of other students share my view. I learned that adults don't always do the right thing or make the right decisions. I know that I have a right to wear a shirt with those five words. Even at 12 years old, I have my own political opinions, and I have a right to express those opinions. Even at school, this right is called the First Amendment to the Constitution. My hope in being here tonight is to bring the school committee's attention to this issue. I hope that you will speak up for the rest of us so we can express ourselves without being pulled out of class. Next time, it may not only be me. There might be more students that decide to speak out. Thank you for your time and good night.
All right, a very polite, well-mannered, well-spoken 12-year-old. That's a little unusual. And good for you, Liam. So my question, did the boy do anything wrong by wearing a shirt that said there are only two genders? Seems to me, if you're going to make room for the gay pride flag, if you're going to make room for all these diversity posters, and you're going to have the LGBT club and all of that kind of stuff, you would want to at least have a space available for children who actually believe that God made male and female. That's it, right? All right, we're going to go right to your calls. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Do you stand with this little boy? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. As promised, let's get right to the phones. 844-747-8868. William in North Carolina wants to weigh in on this transgender story. Hey, William, what you got for us?
Good for William. I listened to that story, and I just have to say that if we start standing up like that, first of all, they're messing with our children, and that's just wrong. In my opinion, when they start messing with children, that's nothing more than a pedophile. And if they're convicted of that, we all know what happens to them when they get sent to the big house. They don't last. Just saying, just putting that out there.
Well, that's no, but, William, I've heard that. I mean, once word leaks out that you're a pedophile and you get sent to the slammer, there's a pretty good chance you're not coming out of that place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just putting that word out there. And if we put words out there like that, it's not a threat. I mean, you can call me threatening somebody if you want to, but in my book, that's a promise. And I'm sorry, but, you know, as adults here, if they want to choose to be whatever, that's their decisions have consequences. They can do whatever they want to do. But when you start messing with our children, I got a problem with that. I'm serious. And that kid standing up, saying what he said, and being, that just goes, that's a classic case that he's been brought up right in the home.
That's it. That's it, because dad had his back. And, you know, out of all of that, William, can you imagine what his dad affirming that young man, what that's going to mean for him as he continues to grow older, knowing that his dad's going to be there for him? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. I was brought up that way. You and I, Todd, are about the same age, same generation, and that's just how we were brought up.
That's it. Yeah.
And all this shenanigans that's going on today, if we tried to pull a stunt like that back when we were children, or, you know, young adults, we'd get slapped upside the head. You know, that's just, there are no two ways about it. And I think that's what we can start needing to do. And another thing, I know this is a stretch, but if we would just start ignoring some of this stuff, maybe some of these people would just sit down and be quiet. We got to get a handle on this, because I think in next year, this transgender is going to be a hot topic for them to utilize the election, kind of like the virus was.
No doubt about it. They'll be very successful at getting out the vote as a result of that, unless you have people like Megyn Kelly and Riley Gaines and others standing up. I think the Republicans are going to have a strategy here, because their first inclination is to ignore it. But you can't ignore it. This is the issue of the generation.
I know. I know that was a stretch to say that, to sit down and ignore it, that it would go away. You know, I know that's not going to be, that would be nice if it would happen that way, but it's not. But, you know, that's what part of it is. They're wanting publicity. They're wanting people to talk about this. I mean, give them their rights, whatever, you know, if that's what they want to do, but leave our children alone and don't utilize this in a way to interfere with politics. And that's, you know, as far as politics goes, we need politics. Yeah. Strange as that may sound, We do need politics. This crap that's going on today is not politics, in my opinion. This is corruption.
William, we got to leave it there. Good call. Let's go to New Jersey. Bobby on the line. Bobby, what say you?
Hi, Todd. You got to see what's going on here in New Jersey in high school sports. We're all accustomed, especially here in the New York suburbs, to parents really, really pushing their kids and staying on top of them with academics and sports and getting in the right college and so on and so forth. But there's a new trend here that I think you'll start seeing nationwide and hearing about it. And that's parents have been pushing their biological boys to transition to girls so they can then compete in girls' sports.
Is that really happening?
Title.
That's really, I mean, we've been joking about it. You're telling this, but this is really going on?
Last academic year, roughly 25% of the winners in girls' high school sports in New Jersey were really actually biological boys.
Really? I had not heard that.
Todd, you'll believe anything, won't you?
Bobby, I mean, you're the one here. Are you saying you're lying? Is that what you're saying? You're making it up? Yeah, I think he is. So must be one of those prank callers. It is. We let them through every now and again because they like to make fools of themselves. But it's really unfortunate. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Hey, Charles, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Hey, I really applaud that young man in Massachusetts for standing up and taking the stance that he did for truth and what's right. I'm sure he's probably feeling a lot of pushback today, but we all have his back. But, Todd, you know, I've listened to your program a long time, and you said, I've heard you say over the years that for you, abortion, you know, was a biggie. If a Republican was going to support abortion, you could not support that Republican. For me, it's this whole trans movement. I think this is going to be the defining issue here in the next election cycle, one of them, okay, in the culture wars. But this whole movement is just a bunch of garbage, and it's destroying our children. We're confusing them. We're promoting something that is not right. It's not based in science or truth. You know, here in North Carolina, Todd, North Carolina, the state legislature has just passed a law that, you know, they want the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and history to be taught in schools and promoted. And I think it needs to go further. I think if a teacher in any state tries to promote this transgender theology on these kids, I think they should be fired. I mean, we wouldn't allow a teacher to try to tell a student that 2 + 2 = 5. Or have a teacher tell a student that the world is flat and not round? Why should we allow teachers to tell students that they can determine their own sex just by, you know, what they think? It's just a lie. But this is spreading like wildfire, and it's just, we've got to nip it in the bud.
Well, we do, Charles, and I, too, believe that teachers ought to be fired, and I think we have to hold our elected leaders accountable on this one. They are getting incredible blowback, and I'm talking about the conservative Republicans. They're going to be getting a lot of blowback from their own party. Over the weekend, someone shared some intel with me about one of the political consulting firms, and it is a major political consulting firm. This particular firm is pro-transgender, and they are urging their candidates not to bring up the issue, or if they do, to stand alongside the transgender community. So there's going to be a lot of blowback and a lot of pushback here, Charles, and a lot of it is coming from this political class, people and organizations that you've never heard of, but these are the ones that are running the campaigns and that are helping craft the messaging of these Republican and Democrat candidates.
Yeah, well, that would be a colossal mistake for the Republican Party to embrace this trans theology and not speak up. We need to label every Democrat is pro-trans and anti-science. And this needs to, you know, even RFK Jr., Todd, has come out, and he is not for promoting this stuff. And he's a Democrat. But
that's it.
This is an issue that I think blacks, that Catholics, and conservative people and even Democrats and independents can agree that a man is a man and is a woman is a woman. And if you have somebody or a group of people, an organization trying to change that, it's the equivalent of, just like another caller said, of pedophilia.
That's exactly what it is. And that's the question people need to be asking about these drag queens. Why are they so determined to perform in front of children? Why is that? And nobody bothers to ask that question of the drag queens. Charles, we got to run. Good call, as always. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. I got to get this story in, though, and we're going to get to your call, so hang tight. So the NFL draft, big trouble. One player in hot water, he made a racist comment on the live stream. Now, here's the thing. You automatically assume it's a white guy, right? But it's not. Now, if it had been the white guy, you would have said, we got to throw this guy out. His career in the NFL is over before it even begins. But he's not a white guy. As a matter of fact, he's a black guy. His name is Jamal Jarrett. Now, you people listening to us on WDUN know this guy. He's a Georgia Bulldog. And all around good kid, 4-star recruit, and just a great guy. So this guy is now under fire because they caught him making a racist remark toward an Asian man who delivered the first round draft pick during the live stream. And I'm not going to repeat what it was, but actually I can't. It's not that. I mean, this is what he said. Jalen Carter, come on, Asian Ching Chong. That's what he said. And so now all you know what is breaking loose because the player said this. A Twitter account called Asian Crime Report said this is unacceptable and disgusting. Fox News Digital reached out to Jarrett for a comment. So why? Is that enough to get somebody destroyed? Is that enough to get somebody thrown off of a football team? That sort of a statement? I'm just going to speak as a white guy because I can. And I will say this, somebody wants to make a joke about crackers. I prefer saltine American, but if you're going to call me a cracker, what do I care? You know, I don't care. You know, back in the day, Sanford and Son, All in the Family, the Jeffersons. Yeah, that was pretty tame compared to what used to be on TV. And everybody used to poke at everybody else. But anyway, do you think this guy's football career should end simply because he made a crack against Asians? Now, some people are going to say yes, because if it had been a white guy, he would have already been thrown out. And that's a fair statement, actually. That is true. He would have been. But we're living in a different time where there's one set of rules for some people and another set of rules for another. So I'm just curious. You think the guy ought to be punished for saying what he said? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Eileen from Georgia, WRWH is our great affiliate there. Hi, Eileen. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to weigh in on something. So I was wondering if all the proponents for gender dysphoria transition, that men can be women and whatever, during the Titanic, when it was women and children first, would any of these people decide that their women and their children are less important than a guy, than a dude in a dress and high heels?
Well, I mean, that's a great point. You know, there was actually a rumor that one of the Titanic owners actually did that, dressed up like a woman to jump into a lifeboat.
Yeah, see? So, I mean, but really, when you think about it, I mean, they're all in human rights and civil rights. But when it comes down to it, are they willing to sacrifice their women and their children or themselves for some guy who says he's a chick? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Eileen, I'm curious, as a woman, Eileen, does it bother you when you have all of these brands that cater to women and now being represented by Dylan Mulvaney?
I think it's insulting, and it's kind of infuriating. I will not use those products now. I won't use them. So I've decided there are other products out there. I think the best thing for a company to do is to stay out of it. Stay out of it, because you have, like I believe it was, I forget his name, but the great basketball player said, Republicans and Democrats both buy sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Just leave. I don't care what they want to do. You want to dress up like a guy. You want to dress up like a chick. Leave the children alone and stay off girls' teams.
There you go.
It's just, I mean, they don't get it. They think that we're against drag and we're against it. I honestly don't care. I don't need to deal with it. But leave the children alone. That's all I have to say. I mean, they keep obfuscating it and saying that, you know, we want violence against them and such. That's not true.
Yeah. All right.
We want them to leave the children alone.
Eileen, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy. He was on with Chuck Todd on Sunday. Ramaswamy, by the way, running for the Republican nomination. He's actually more conservative on this issue than Donald Trump is. You know, Donald Trump has embraced the whole transgender thing. His son, Don Jr., is blasting all you people that are boycotting Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch. Cut number three, please.
But below the age of 18, I think it's perfectly legitimate to say that we won't allow genital mutilation or chemical castration through puberty blockers.
You're calling
for
it that,
transition.
But how do you know it's that? Again, how do you know, are you confident that you know that gender is as binary as you're describing it? Are you confident that it isn't a spectrum?
I am.
You know this as a scientist?
Well, there's two X chromosomes if you're a woman, an X and a Y. That means you're a man.
There's a lot of scientific research out there. There's a lot of scientific research out there that says gender is a spectrum.
Chuck, I respectfully disagree. Gender dysphoria for most of our history, all the way through the DSM-5, has been characterized as a mental health disorder. And I don't think it's compassionate to affirm that. I think that's cruelty. When a kid is crying out for help, mm-hmm. what they're asking for is, you got to ask the question of what else is going wrong at home? What else is going wrong at school? Let's be compassionate and get to the heart of that, rather than playing this game as though we're actually changing our medical understanding for the last 100 years.
I go back to this. If a parent is dealing with a child that has these, that may have these issues, trust me, the parent, the last thing they want to do is consider something like this. But if that is what they think could help their child pursue happiness or they're not to kill themselves, why take away that option? Again, why shouldn't it be up to the parent?
So part of why parents now suddenly feel that way, let's ask ourselves that, Chuck, is we've created a culture that teaches parents that they're being bigoted or that they're bad people if they don't actually take those steps. So part of what I think is, listen, gender dysphoria for the rare few people who have suffered it mm-hmm. is a condition of suffering. My question is, why on earth are we going out of our way mm-hmm. to create even more of it? And there's no doubt that the cultural movement in this country, even education, is creating more gender dysphoria. If it's a condition of suffering, let's not create more of it. That's what we're doing.
All right. There you go. I mean, very well said. And it's a solid position on the issue. So good for you, Vivek Ramaswamy. All right. Coming up, we got to get into Bernie Sanders. This is pretty insane. Bernie wants to do away with billionaires. We're going to play some audio from an interview he did with CNN's Chris Wallace. And Bernie says, anybody making over $1 billion, you don't get to keep that money anymore. That money belongs to the government. So we're going to, if he had his preference, he would be taking away that money from you. Also, Tucker Carlson, some new leaked audio, and you know more of this is going to leak out. I don't know if they're doing this to make Tucker look bad, because this particular audio we're going to play in the next hour does not make Tucker Carlson look bad. He's basically crapping on Fox Nation. And he talks about how horrible the Fox Nation platform is. Well, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. And he's speaking some truth to the culture. So we're going to play this audio for you. It's pretty spectacular. Again, I think all of this backfires on Fox News. And they're going to try to destroy Tucker. I just don't think it's going to work. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Oh, normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. So Bernie Sanders is back in the headlines. No, yeah, he's still alive. I know. Who knew? Bernie Sanders wants to take money away from you. He wants to confiscate your wealth. That's what this is all about. Bernie Sanders saying that we should abolish billionaires in America. And under his plan, anyone making more than $999 million a year would have that money confiscated by the government. So here's Bernie Sanders talking to Chris Wallace over at CNN, cut number 11.
Sir, you're saying that billionaires should not exist. So are you basically saying that once you get to $999 million, that the government should confiscate all the rest?
I'm saying that we should go back to a very progressive tax policy like what we had under Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Which would mean that after... $1 billion, basically, yeah. It all goes to the government.
You may disagree with me, but
I'm just asking.
Fine. Yeah, I think people can make it on $999 million.
All right, there you go. That's Bernie Sanders saying that he's very comfortable taking away money from hardworking American citizens. Now, look, what's interesting about Bernie Sanders, here's a guy, he wants all of us living in communes, but at the same time, he owns at least three houses that we know of, and his net worth is more than $2 million. So this guy has a master's degree from Do As I Say, Not As I Do University. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us the representative from Florida's 19th Congressional District, Congressman Byron Donalds. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing good, Todd, until I heard that audio from Bernie Sanders. I don't know what he's talking about. That stuff is just crazy.
You know, Congressman, yet another reminder of why we cannot give control of Congress or the White House over to these radical progressives.
100%. I mean, look, first of all, you are correct. I mean, Bernie's a rich man. So, I mean, he should start first. You know, he can live in a hut somewhere and give all his money away if that's what he chooses to do. But if you start doing draconian things like that, all you're going to do is kill the profit motive in the United States. And if you kill that, then you kill all of the great luxuries that every American gets to take advantage of. So many families, they make their money because somebody, quote unquote, got rich. They built a product. They built a business. People decided to voluntarily give their money to that enterprise for the service of the product that they have. That's what makes our country work. And so for him to just ignore all that and just look at the largesse, he doesn't even understand how the largesse got here in the first place.
No, you're right. But this guy, you know, he's a socialist and there are a lot more like him. You know, AOC and that age group, they worship Bernie Sanders. And so I think over time, we're going to see more of these people coming out of the urban cities wanting to get our money. And it won't be long, Congressman, before they say, well, anybody making more than $50 million, you don't need to make more than that. We're going to take your money away.
I just want them to tell that to the players in the NBA and the NFL. I mean, Lamar Jackson just got a new contract. He's going to be making $52 million a year. Something tells me Lamar's not going to be parting with his money, and I don't blame him.
No, so
when you put this stuff into reality, people look at this stuff and they say, no, that's just crazy. We're not going to follow it. But it's unfortunate they are in our politics. They do have a desire to just reset our economy, but they want to reset our economy and when they've only lived in the greatest economy man's ever known. They're not pushing this stuff if they were being, you know, being, if they were basically coming up in a third world country where everybody's trying to find some possible way to build a better life.
Before we get to the incredible work you and Senator Ted Cruz are doing, it's been, what, 5 days now since Republicans have put forward the plan that would raise the debt ceiling. Still haven't heard any word from the White House.
Well, I will tell you, I don't think you're going to hear a word from the White House for a little bit because they don't have a plan. Their plan, frankly, was letting the clock run out, hoping that Republicans wouldn't be able to come together with a legitimate common sense proposal for raising the debt ceiling. That's exactly what we did. And so now they're having to like figure out what their response is going to be. I've been challenging Chuck Schumer directly. You know, Chuck Schumer's been running his mouth saying that he wants to see a clean debt ceiling. But I can tell you right now, he doesn't have 60 votes for that in the Senate. Those votes don't exist. And so, you know, what we want to see is for them to sit down with Speaker McCarthy and go line by line and figure out a common sense way to raise the nation's debt ceiling. But one thing at the core of it all, 75% of the American people believe we should go back to pre-pandemic spending. They think we should go back to pre-pandemic spending. That's only common sense stuff when we know massive spending has led to the inflation that's hurt every American.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida. Congressman, you and Senator Ted Cruz partnered up to call for the repeal of the Consumer Financial Protection Act, which, again, created unnecessary government waste and spending, which is why I'm very excited about this this piece of legislation.
Well, absolutely. Look, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, in my view, is unconstitutional. It has no oversight from Congress. It doesn't get its funding from Congress. It basically gets money from the Fed. When they just ask for money, the Fed gives it to them. And then they fine companies just for doing things that they think are unfair. Before you had a CFPB, consumer protection was actually handled by the many different agencies in the federal government. And Elizabeth Warren and Sherrod Brown, they decided, and Barney Frank and the other guy you just mentioned, I forgot his name already because he's irrelevant. They are the ones who decided that we had to have some super agency that couldn't be controlled by the political branch being Congress to go fight for the American people. All they've done is cause havoc in our economy. And so what we're saying is you don't need an unconstitutional agency to right the wrongs for people. What you need to have are clear financial rules to the road so people can earn money, earn wealth, retain that wealth, and continue to grow the American pie. Repealing the CFPB is a good start to that.
It's a great start to that, and very excited to hear you and Senator Cruz doing that. One final thing, Congressman. I wanted to get your take on the 2024 presidential race. You've thrown in with President Trump. What factored into that decision? Because I don't know if you heard, your governor's maybe thinking about throwing his hat into the ring, and he's a great Republican as well.
Well, I mean, look, for me, well, I think you said one of the key things, Ron DeSantis hasn't announced he's running for president. So, you know, until that happens, that's a whole other situation. But right now, if you look at our country, at our border, with our economy, the pieces of our federal bureaucracy, which are being weaponized against the American people, then you look across the world, foreign policy. There's one person that can get our country back on track, and that's Donald Trump. He did it once. He can definitely do it again. And especially with how bad Joe Biden has been, we need a commander in chief who can hit the ground running on day one. We know Donald Trump can do that job. He's already done it. So that's why I'm supporting him.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Congressman, we always appreciate you coming on the program, and good luck with this legislation. We're going to get the word out.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Congressman Byron Donalds, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Yeah, he's thrown in for Donald Trump, as has most of the Florida Republican delegation. They're Trump supporters. So, look, I want to go over to this border. You heard the congressman mention the border just a few moments ago. There has been just a terrible story. This is just awful. You've had five people gunned down execution style in Texas. The guy responsible, a 38-year-old, and he's an illegal alien. So this guy has been in and out of the country. He has been arrested, deported. He somehow always manages to come back in. So anyway, here he is living in the country illegally. The neighbors were upset because he was firing off his guns, and it was causing the baby to wake up. And so the guy goes over there, and he shoots five of the 10 people in the house, execution style, including an 8-year-old child. And the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, puts out a statement, and he is now coming under fire for mentioning that not only is the gunman an illegal alien, but so are the victims. So all the dead people are illegal aliens. Now, I would encourage you to remember what President Trump said many years ago when he came down that beautiful, big, huge golden escalator at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City. And he was condemned because he pointed out that the illegals coming across the border were criminals. And he said they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists. And nobody was defending the president. But it turned out that what he said was true. I mean, when you look at the actual data, when you look at all the facts, yeah, it's true. There are a lot of people coming across that border who are criminals, dangerous criminals. So anyway, you got Governor Abbott, and he's catching a holy you-know-what. How dare you say that the illegals who lost their lives are illegal? Well, they are. And what the governor said is true. This is a horrible tragedy. It never should have happened, and it never would have happened had Joe Biden actually secured the border. I want you to think about this for a moment. If these individuals were unable to get into the country, there's a very good chance they would still be alive. And here's another one. If only we had deported this guy and kept him out of the country, there's a pretty good chance that those illegals would be alive today. Biden doesn't want to secure the border. He doesn't. And as a result, we live in a very dangerous world. So if you ask me, blood is on the hands of the Biden administration. So anyway, a lot of controversy. Cut number 12.
Think about the mentality, the insensitivity. Rather than talking about this family that was caring for their children, a 9-year-old boy, instead of the basic humanity, he felt the need to label them in the most divisive way that he can, because we know what the politics of Greg Abbott are. We know what the politics of Texas Republicans are when it comes to the gun issue and to immigration. So for him to connect the dots there takes just one more data point of the cruelty, the brutality. I mean, I'm not telling you anything when I say that for many of these politicians, the cruelty is the point. And that he felt the need to insert that line into that particular moment just reminds us of that.
It is a sad moment for our country, a tragic moment out of Texas, also sad for American democracy, when you actually have a governor of one of the larger states in America feeling the need to be hateful and to be callous after a mother tries to shield her 9-year-old child. Both are shot in the head. And instead of even a hope and prayers tweet, he feels like he has to stamp a label on the dead bodies, illegal immigrant. Just think about the mindset of that. Just think about the mindset of that. A guy who probably runs around, you know, maybe he's part of this Christian nationalist movement. But what would Jesus do? you don't have to be a Bible scholar to know. Not that. Yeah, what a dreadful, shameful thing from the governor
okay,
from a
enough
state
of that.
That brought
that's,
us Uvalde.
That's Joe Schmo Scarborough over at Morning Schmo. And that's the show he hosts with the woman he was shacking up with, but I think he made an honest woman out of her, Mika. So now they're married. You know what's interesting? Not once did I hear Joe Schmo say anything about the killer, right? The person who actually executed the illegal immigrants. And by the way, what was wrong? What was offensive about what the governor said? Because again, going back to the point of all of this, ladies and gentlemen, had the border just been secure, everybody would still be alive. It's that simple. So that tells me blood is on the hands of Joe Biden and his administration, and specifically Alejandro Mayorkas. 844-747-8868. Do you think Governor Abbott was unkind when he called the dead people illegal immigrants? Because that's what they were. Do you have a problem with that? 844-747-8868. By the way, $80,000 reward on the table for catching this guy. So it's not as if, you know, the governor's being cold and callous here. Seems to me that what the governor is doing is pointing out in a, maybe he should have been a little bit more direct, and he should have said, had this border been secure, these people would still be alive because they would be on the other side of the border where it turns out it's actually safer. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
An interesting story over at ToddStearns.com. You don't hear this headline very often. Bearded man with hairy chest featured on cover of bridal magazine. Modern day brides still harken back to tradition on their wedding day. Something borrowed, something blue. But one bridal magazine believes girls should also have something hairy too. Oh, that's clever. It rhymes. The Indian wedding magazine Brides Today sparking Budweiser-style backlash after it featured a trans feminine person on its cover. By the way, that's a polite way of saying a very large, hairy, bearded man in a dress. And it turns out that people are really upset over India, but what gets me is in their outrage, they're bashing America. One person said, oh, by the way, the guy on the cover actually has been a big advocate of men using the same bathrooms and locker rooms as biological women. Quote, little girls are kinky. Your kids are not as straight and narrow as you think, this guy wrote on his Facebook page. Anyway, people are very upset. Women celebrating being replaced by a man, one person wrote. Don't do this in our country. Please don't be this woke. It'll only take us on a path of cultural destruction like the West. That's us, by the way. Another woman wrote, women are brides. He is not a bride. Stop erasing women. And others are just as upset that there are people in India that are embracing what we're doing here in the United States of America. One person said, I literally threw up. This is a visual nightmare. Putting a dress on does not make him feminine. Makeup, dresses, and jewelry do not define what it is to be feminine or a woman for that matter. I mean, can you imagine, though, can you imagine being the guy and you're waiting at the altar for the soon-to-be wife that you've never met before over in India? Maybe it's an arranged marriage. And they're playing whatever they play. Here comes the bride. I don't know whatever they play. And they see a hairy dude in a dress coming down the aisle. Can you only imagine? They'll have to rewrite the song. Here comes the bride. There goes the groom. I'm out of here. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though. Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
All right, I don't believe Joe Biden is going to be the nominee for the Democrats. I want to explain why. First of all, as horrible as it sounds, I just don't think he's going to have the mental capacity. If he's still alive, I don't think he's going to have the mental capacity to be able to run a campaign. I don't. And by the way, even the Democrats understand how terrible Kamala Harris is. So they've got a double reason to make sure that campaign never happens. So I want to go back to something I've been flirting around with for the past couple of years now. And I've told you, don't be surprised if the dark horse candidate for the Democrats is none other than Michelle Hussein Obama. And I'm going back to that. I'm going back to the well on this to remind you that this is a very real possibility. When you look at Michelle Obama's polling numbers, she is someone who can radically revolutionize and energize the Democrat Party base. Because as they will point out, she will be the first black woman to become president. But beyond that, they always made an issue, and I think there was always an issue with Barack Obama having a white mother. So do not be surprised if you see the professional race grifters embrace Michelle Obama and the prospect of an Obama candidacy. And folks, that would be very, very significant for the Republicans, because they're going to have to get behind somebody, and they're going to have to make sure that doesn't happen. But I'm telling you right now, if Michelle Obama is the nominee, it is going to be a very, very tough race for the Republicans. Now, there was something that happened a couple of weeks ago, did not get a lot of attention, but it's important. Susan Rice has left the administration, and there's some speculation that the reason why she left the Biden White House is to help lay the groundwork and the foundation for Michelle Obama. Now, Newt Gingrich was talking about this on Fox Business with our good friend Maria Bartiromo just the other day. And I want you to listen to what Newt had to say.
Well, I mean, I think at a minimum, it probably is a sign that she said, don't do it. And he said, I'm doing it anyway. And I think she just didn't want to be part of a Biden reelection. And I also think that I was very struck when Mark Halperin in his Wide World of News ran the video of Michelle Obama on stage with Bruce Springsteen. She's playing a tambourine. She recently had 9,000 people at an event with Oprah in Los Angeles. I think Republicans had better pay significant attention to Michelle Obama. I hadn't believed that until I saw her on stage with Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I thought, you know, this is not a person who's hiding. So it's conceivable that Susan Rice and others are beginning to say they're not going to be part of some kamikaze reelection campaign with a guy who can't remember what he did yesterday. Yeah.
And that's exactly what it would be. So I'm telling you, don't be surprised. Do not be surprised if you see Michelle Obama throwing her hand into the ring. I mean, this could be a pretty fascinating development. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Tucker Carlson. This is a very interesting story. They think this is a hit piece, but I don't think it is. And I'll explain why after you hear it. But anyway, Media Matters, one of the most heinous, god-awful organizations in history, and their sole purpose is to destroy Fox News. What they didn't realize is that Fox News was doing a pretty good job of destroying Fox News. They got a hold of some leaked video and audio of Tucker bashing the Fox Nation, which is the OTT platform. Now, many of you plopped over, what, $5 a month for this service, and it really is not all that good. I mean, it's the dirty little secret, but I want you to listen. This was what Tucker Carlson had to say. He had no idea he was being recorded, but here's Tucker.
I don't want to be a slave to Fox Nation, which I don't think that many people watch anyway. We're going to, because I, you know, I'm like a representative of the American media now. Speaking to an exile in Romania and welcoming him back into the Brotherhood of Journalists.
Yeah, it would help us out if he wore a sweater, though, because we asked him not to wear a suit. Like, he was panicking about it, so you don't have to. Tucker's going to be looking casual. That's just how our show looks. Is that okay?
I mean, this is airing on the nighttime show, and I want it to look official. I don't want it to be like bro talk. And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the majority of it, like if we go like 45 minutes, it's going to be for Fox Nation.
But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just put the dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view. I'm just frustrated with it's hard to use that site. I don't know why they're not fixing it. It's driving me insane. And they're like making like Lifetime movies, but they don't work on the infrastructure of the site. Like, what? It's crazy. And it drives me crazy because it's like we're doing all this extra work and no one can find it. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't know who runs that site.
We're going to play a sizable chunk on the show tomorrow night. That's the plan. And then what it's going to do is drive a lot of people to watch this on Fox Nation. It's going to be a great help to what we're doing over there on TV today.
I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content, and the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work. And I think it's like a betrayal of our efforts. That's how I feel. So I resent it.
All right. You know what I resent? So I canceled my subscription after Fox did not renew my contract. That was back in 2019. Do you realize I am still being billed $5 a month for that service? And I have canceled it multiple times. And I'm wondering if anybody else has had that trouble as well. I know many of you are canceling your Fox News subscriptions, but that irritates me. And I do remember this. There was actual a conversation back in the day, and they were hopeful. They wanted to make it so difficult for you to unsubscribe that people would just say, oh, to heck with it, and they would just get their $5 a month, even though people were not watching the channel. And what a despicable thing. Anyway, Tucker's not wrong about anything he just said. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Rebecca in Maine wants to weigh in on Michelle Obama. Hey, Rebecca, what say you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me, sir. I was right with you with the Michelle Obama when all of this stuff kind of started unfolding and she just did all that smiling and, you know, I'm here, don't pay attention to me too much. And now, you know, like you said, she's up on stage with Bruce Springsteen. She's getting her girlfriend time with Oprah. And I think she is someone that the Republican Party should be very, very afraid of. Very afraid of. Because I think you're absolutely right. I think that she could pull the Democrats that are right now having a real difficult time with the boy in the plastic bubble up there on Capitol Hill. I think that she could unite them back again. And, you know, I don't know about who they, I mean, that if we as a group do not pull it together, we're lost forever because, it's a done deal.
Rebecca, let me ask you a question. Question. Michelle Obama versus Donald Trump, who wins?
I think Michelle Obama does, and I am a huge, huge Trump supporter. I mean, I believe in the man. I understand why he's running again. Not sure if that's, good course, but I understand completely why he's running again. But we have just too many people. This party is so fragmented for the silliest things I've ever seen in my life. It's just so fragmented that I think that she can win.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, Rebecca, because the Republican Party, and you just nailed it. The Republican Party is fractured. It's not even a civil war. I mean, there are all sorts of factions going at it, and they're dividing the party every which way till Sunday. And my concern is it's going to be tough enough to win no matter who the nominee is. Because a lot of Republicans are just not going to vote because they hate Donald Trump. And they're willing to put a Democrat back in the White House if it's able to stop Trump.
And they've also made they've made an alliance with this uniparty concept of, you know, things. And that's a fractured aspect to the party as well. But as far as Tucker Carlson's concerned, I think Fox Nation is dead, just has not fallen over yet.
It's terrible.
When you can get, it is truly terrible, and you won't see it on in our house. It won't happen.
It won't happen. I was part of the inaugural launch of all of that, and one of my sticking points of that whole thing was they came to me one day. They said, "Okay, now we want you to do TV on top of, you know," they were originally paying me to do these commentaries, which I was happy to do. Then they said, "Hey, we want you to do a 3-hour daily talk radio program, but we're not paying you any more money." And I'm like, "Well, all right, I'll be a team player." And then they came and said, "We want you to do a 3-day-a-week TV show, and we're not going to pay you any more money." And I'm like, "Well, wait a second, what?" And they came back and said, "And you would be wise to do it." So I did it. But I'm telling you, Rebecca, I'm not sure many people actually watch that thing.
Well, I followed you, left, you know, when you left, I followed you to where you are. Fox Nation, like I said, is dead, just hasn't decided to fall over yet. It's a shame.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not sure people want to pay, you know, $5 a month to watch somebody walk around a national park. I mean, I guess it's entertaining for some people, just not me. Rebecca, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Folks, I share Rebecca's concern, and I, too, believe that if Michelle Obama is the nominee, she could actually win this thing. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, we've all heard the big news. Fox News firing Tucker Carlson. We get that. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll, and they want to ask you this question. Was it right to fire Tucker? And they also want to know if you want Tucker back on TV. Super simple to vote. All you need to do is text the word skip to 39747. That's skip to 39747, and you can let your voice be heard. Text skip to 39747. And remember, millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax right now. After Tucker, you have a great reason to watch Newsmax every night with Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greta Van Susteren. Even President Trump says he likes Newsmax, and I do too. So stand up for Tucker Carlson by texting the word skip to 39747. We'll be right back.
Dr. Rick here. Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, leave it to the guys over at ESPN to stir up a stink where I don't think there's a stink to be stunk. So the NFL is apparently concerned that all of you white viewers are somewhat racist. And this is bonkers. So ESPN, they're talking about what's going to happen if more black quarterbacks are picked for teams. And you had Bomani Jones and Dominique Foxworth, and they were on ESPN. They're floating an idea that the NFL is concerned that if more black quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts start to become the face of the sport instead of white quarterbacks, then that will be a problem and that white viewers will turn off the NFL. Jones and Foxworth, by the way, was the vice president of NFL Players Association, the executive committee. And they started talking about the Eagles acquiring all these former Georgia Bulldogs. Great players, by the way. So they really do seem to think that if there are black quarterbacks, that you guys are going to stop watching the NFL. Is that true? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just curious. Is that true? They're claiming that the reason why viewership is dropping or has dipped is because white people are tuning out. I would contend the reason why people are turning off the NFL is because of all this wokeness. I mean, they are more focused on shoving an agenda down your throat than actually putting on a good game, which is, by the way, one of the reasons why I love the USFL. You know, yeah, I know we've got a crappy coach with the Memphis Showboats, but at least it's fun. It's patriotic. You know what happens? We have somebody singing the national anthem. The games are incredibly patriotic. They rolled out this giant American flag on the opening night. And every game, they honor a Gold Star family on the field. We have an honor guard. I mean, it's really patriotic in the USFL. And I love it. The fans love it. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, you think about it. You leave the game and, you know, your team gets the crap beat out of them, but you had a good time. I mean, that's saying something. And I really wish more fans would embrace what the USFL is doing and is trying to do. And I think from an economic standpoint, they're going to try to make this work. We got to get more butts in the seats. And I think we will. But it's a lot different than the NFL. So anyway, is that true? Do you believe that the average NFL fan is racist and does not want a black quarterback? Now, I did a little bit of research on this. As far back as 2021, and they may have updated stats, but the stats I'm working off of are from 2021. So about 71% of all the players in the NFL were people of color. And a predominant number of those, I would probably say 70%, are black. So what, right? Don't you want the best players for your team? Now, here's a question. How do you think the media would be treating the NFL right now if 71% of the players were white? Oh, yeah, then it would be all about racism and equality. But you don't hear anybody talking about that, do you? No, now what they're doing is they're nitpicking. They're going down and saying, okay, well, we need more black quarterbacks and we need more black coaches. So here's what they're after. And this is, I mean, it is what it is. But they're after an NFL that is 100% black. That's it. That's all. Now, you can agree or disagree. For me personally, if the best team to put on that field is 100% black with a black coach and a black assistant coaches and black, you know, black cheerleaders, black game announcers, then I say, let's have at it because I want my team to win. I want my team to have that advantage. But if it's just because you're filling a diversity card and checking things off, I don't think so. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Hey, Mike, what say you? Got about 30 seconds.
Well, that's complete bunk. I've stopped watching NFL years ago because of the egomaniacs. I don't deny them any of their multimillion-dollar overprivilege. But when they started taking the knee, boom, that was it. And anybody who's asked me, you're from Pittsburgh, aren't you a Steelers fan? I went, nope, I don't watch a single thing. Once they started taking the knee and disrespecting the flag, I'm done. And I've told dozens of people that.
Now, good for you, Mike. And I know a lot of other people, myself included, have done the same thing. Thanks for that call. So, folks, what say you? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us for this hour of the program. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've been fighting the good fight against the woke for quite some time. And whenever I come across somebody who is doing that sort of work, we love to highlight those folks. We love to salute those folks and stand alongside those individuals. And our next guest is, in fact, a fighter. He is now running for Congress from Florida. But the story takes us back to New York City, an elite private school there. And I want to welcome on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Andrew Guttman. Andrew, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing terrific. Thanks so much for having me.
I want you to take us back to 2021 and explain what happened at this school in New York City.
Sure. So my daughter was at this school called the Brearley School, which is an all-girls private school, considered one of the best schools in New York City, maybe the best all-girls school in the country. She had been there since kindergarten. And after the summer of 2020, it had, for lack of a better word, gone fully woke. It had completely changed its mission from embracing, you know, academic excellence and, you know, raising intellectually curious and courageous girls to completely adopting a mission of training progressive activists. And that school year, starting in September 2020 on through the school year, we talked to so many families. Most of them, I'd say more than half of them, were very upset with the direction of the school, but none of them would speak up. We made our position known to the school that we were very unhappy. My daughter was unhappy because she knew she wasn't getting the education she deserved and wanted. And when we decided not to re-enroll her for the following year, I said, you know, somebody has to do something. So that was almost exactly 2 years ago. It was in April of 21. And I mailed a letter to all of the families of Brearley, never expecting it to be read by really any other than those 656 families. And it went viral unexpectedly. And this sort of helped ignite what became, you know, one of the reasons that it helped ignite what became the parents' movement and the fight against woke education, which is what I've been doing, really devoting my life to for the last 2 years.
So I want you to explain to our listeners, what were they teaching the girls? You mentioned brainwashing. Sure. What were they trying to do to the girls?
It is brainwashing. It is indoctrination. I know we get pushback when we say that. I'll only say one thing, which is, I think the worst thing that they did, and it wasn't even what was in the classroom. Before the beginning of the school year, we were supposed to sign a pledge, a community agreement, that every parent had to sign it, that said not only would we support what they called their anti-racism initiatives, now we would call it critical race theory or woke education, not only would we have to support that in the school, we would help teach that in the home. That was something we declined to sign. We refused to sign it. They didn't want to let my daughter in school, and they finally relented. We did have to do 2 mandatory anti-racism sessions over the course of the year, 90-minute sessions. Every parent had to do it. But I want to be clear about something to the listeners. This isn't just teaching history different or changing the English curriculum, which is what happened. This was infused in everything that the school did, in the math and science curriculum, in the arts and music curriculum. I have a quote from a teacher on the West Coast that had gone through the same thing. And she said, you know, DEI used to be one thing on the plate. Now it is the plate on which everything sits. In other words, this is a complete mission change for the school. This is a political education. And it goes back to the oppressed-oppressor dichotomy and the critical race theory, and now they've gotten very heavily into the gender and trans ideology. But again, this is a complete mission change for a school.
I appreciate what you wrote in your letter to parents where you said you object to the view that I should be judged by the color of my skin. And that's literally what they're doing. And what
that's
concerns
right.
me, Andrew, is what is, you know, we ask, what's the country going to look like, you know, 15, 20 years from now? No, sir, that's not the question we need to be looking at. It's what's happening now. Look at the kids that have already that are just now graduating. They've been through about 5 or 6 years of this. And quite frankly, we're radicalizing a large segment of the population right now.
That's exactly right. In fact, I wrote a piece after the midterm elections. Why did we not have this red wave that everyone expected? And we did have one here in Florida, and there was a little one in New York. The reason it didn't happen, and people give different reasons, but my view is it's young people. If you look at the 18 to 29 age bracket, they were Democrat plus 30, and in some of the battleground states that decided the Senate, Democrat plus 40 or 50. To your point, these were people that were really only indoctrinated in universities. Now we are starting this in kindergarten. And sometimes even before kindergarten, we're indoctrinating the kids that are watching Disney videos. This is absolutely terrifying. If we don't turn this around, we are in for a very dangerous future. And that really is one of the reasons why it is my duty. And the same reason I had a duty to write this letter, I felt like I did. I have this duty now, I think, to run for political office. We are desperate for political leaders that understand what is happening in education and understand that this is fundamentally a fight for, not just American values, but for Western civilization. I really believe that's what this is.
Andrew, I'm curious to know about your daughter. I mean, did she recognize what was going on, or is this something that you and your wife had to sit down and explain?
No, that's a great question. She recognized it. She knew she wasn't getting the education she wanted. There was an incident even before 2020 where they had a discussion in the social studies class about tearing down Confederate monuments and statues. And we're New Yorkers, we're Yankees, we're not, we weren't Confederates here. But she said to the class, I don't think we should be destroying history. We shouldn't be tearing down history. If you want to explain them, fine. If you want to put them in a museum, fine. But we shouldn't be tearing down history. And every single student, including the teacher, took the other side of that to the point where they finally had to kind of shut down the conversation. So she absolutely knew this was happening. She and I I love history, so I've always tried to instill a love of history in her. We've always talked about it since she was little. So this is something she recognized. And when we decided not to re-enroll her in the school, this was not my decision. It was not my wife's decision. This was absolutely a three-person decision. She knew it wasn't the education that she should be getting.
And
she's been terrific in the last 2 years. She's really great kid.
Andrew, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and we went through that whole cleansing of the culture, and all the statues came down. They literally replaced a statue of Jefferson Davis with I kid you not, about a 7 or 8 foot tall Afro pick with a Black Lives Matter with the Black Panther Black Power fist.
Yeah.
That's what's going.
Say George Floyd, but yeah. I this is what has happened.
It is. Let's talk about this. And by the way, folks, Andrew Gutman joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Andrew Gutman, that's with 2ns.com. On the website. And so now you're in Florida and you're running for Congress. How did that happen?
Well, we finally gave up on New York. We were in Manhattan 25 years. We never pre-2020 ever thought we'd leave. We had the COVID restrictions that were ridiculous. The school situation, and it was a tough decision to leave, but the deterioration of, under the progressive mismanagement, which is happening in every sort of big city in the United States, Florida, free state of Florida, seemed like the right place to be. So we moved down here and we love it. And then I started to get introduced into the community, and some people who knew my story here in Palm Beach County said, you know what, you really should run for office. And I said, yeah, it's a good idea. And they said, no. You really should run for office. And they started to introduce me to people, locally in the Palm Beach Republican community and some of the donor community, which is obviously huge in Palm Beach. It's become sort of the Republican fundraising capital of the world. And this happened. And like I said earlier, I just feel like it's a duty to do this.
Did you ever imagine in a million years, because you're a banker, is that right?
I was an investment banker. I was a finance guy originally. I wrote a book about investment banking, then actually switched to software development, did a bunch of tech startups. So I've sort of a tech and a finance background. But no, I know what you're asking. Did I ever think this would happen and I'd run for office? No.
Well,
I don't think I did.
Well, I think it's important that you are running. And I think we need more people like you running for Congress, not as a career politician, but as someone who's on a mission, and I just salute you. We're excited about the great work you've already done, just exposing moms and dads to all of this and say, hey, here's what's happening in our school. This could be happening in your school as well. And again, folks, andrewgutman.com, that's 2 N's, and we have a direct link on our live show blog. Andrew, we wish you the very best of luck, and we'll get you back on very soon.
I can't wait. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. There we go. I like this guy. He's, and again, folks, there are good, rock-solid conservative moms and dads in New York City, and you just heard from one, and he recognized there was a problem, and he stood up and did something about it. This is how you facilitate change. Moms for Liberty across America. These moms saw something was not right in the classroom, and they took matters into their own hands. And that's what we're going to have to do here. So good for you, Mr. Gutman, and we wish you the very best as you run for Congress. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phones. John in Kentucky. What's on your mind today?
Mr. Stearns, how you doing today? First of all, again, I'm really glad you're doing really great health-wise. We're thankful for that. I'm sure your entire listening audience is. The question that I have, you know, you were talking to Mr. Gutman running for Congress. You know, it's not just, you know, he made a good point, and I'm sure you already know this, but we're fighting for the very soul of this great republic. It's not a democracy. A lot of people make that horrible mistake, but we are a republic. We're failing our founding fathers, and it falls directly at the shoulders of those that voted for those in power. I mean, you in Memphis, I mean, when you're in Memphis, they had a statue that was a gravesite of Nathan Bedford Forrest, and it was actually historic, but it's safe at the National SCV Museum in Tennessee. But we're fighting for the very soul of this great republic, not a democracy. You've said it more than 100 times, Todd, and I've heard you. And we're fighting for our children's souls, and we're fighting for the very soul of this nation. We failed our founding fathers, and this falls directly on the shoulder of, first of all, the evangelicals, because they're the ones that stayed home, and on the voters that voted for those people, and now they're experiencing buyer's regret. But I'd like to hear your opinion. There's still a chance. Am I correct, Todd? God bless you. We love you. Great show.
Well, thanks, John. Appreciate that. And I'll do my best to answer those questions. First of all, it is true. I mean, they have pretty much culturally cleansed Memphis. And as a result, I believe we are a more dangerous city. I mean, when you look at the violence, the numbers started going up when they started tearing down all the vestiges of the past. And I go back to that beautiful monument of Nathan Bedford Forrest. And he was on horseback, and it was just on this giant pedestal, a beautiful downtown park. And buried beneath the pedestal happened to be Nathan Bedford Forrest and his wife, the Mrs. And not only did they remove that statue, the pedestal is now bare. They also dug up the bodies. And you think I'm kidding? They're serious over here. They're hardcore. These are culture jihadists. And man, they destroyed the park. If you drive by today, there's a chain link fence up, and the park is in great disrepair. It's really sad what they did. You say, well, Todd, what about Nathan Bedford Forrest? He was a bad guy. Yeah, but he found redemption in God, and he spent the rest of his life trying to make amends. Is that worth anything at all? Maybe that's a story that ought to be told and should have been told in Nathan Bedford Forrest Park. That, you know what, as horrible as a human being as you can be, if you remember the songwriter who wrote Amazing Grace, he was the captain of a slave ship. Are they suggesting we should no longer sing Amazing Grace? And again, when the captain of the slave ship found religion, he found God, and had a change of heart. He talked about his life being a wretch. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I'm sure Nathan Bedford Forrest experienced that same sort of conversion experience. But it doesn't matter, because it doesn't fit their narrative. And we all have to come to terms with that. And as I said, in what used to be Confederate Park, where you had the statue of Jefferson Davis in downtown Memphis, now they've renamed it Fourth Bluff Park, and you have a giant Afro pick. with a Black Panther fist. I just don't know what to say, but it's really unfortunate. Let's go to the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Todd. I hope you're doing well. I want to weigh in on this Texas senseless killing by another migrant. You know, it's only going to get worse, Todd. It's not going to get better. You know, you've got Lightfoot, who I felt was out of office anyway, but she's still running her mouth, giving Abbott a hard time. She's barking up the wrong tree. Go after the idiots that's running this administration now. And I'll tell you right now, it's only going to get worse. Because where do you think those displaced migrants are going to go when they come into this country? And you know where they go? They're being adopted by these gangs. And these gangs are adopting them because they have nowhere else to go. And so I'll bet you'll find that there's a spike in gang activity and violence and theft and everything else ever since this has happened.
Mark, and the Biden administration wants that chaos. The Democrats thrive in the chaos, and that's why we're not seeing them shut down the border. And to your point, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her soon-to-be replacement, Mayor Lightfooter, or Lighterfoot, she's warning Abbott that the city is now at capacity. They cannot take any more illegals. Well, you know what? If things are bad there in Chicago, if they've been overrun there, how do you think the border towns feel?
It's only going to get worse. Just like I said, these people come into this country, they got nowhere to go. These gangs are picking them up. You know, they need a place to go. These gangs are picking them up. And so this is why these people in this country need to start arming themselves and be prepared, because crime is spiked unbelievably ever since all this has gone down. You're right. They love this chaos. They love to have this turmoil. This is perfect for them. This is working out perfect. If we, as I said before, if we don't get these Christians out, we don't get in there to win this again, it's over, Todd. There is no more after this. This is it right here. This is it. This is the final draw right here.
This is the moment where we have to take a stand for freedom and liberty. We've got to. And if we don't, it's over. Mark, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to get to your calls right after the bottom of the hour news break, so hang tight. But, you know, Mark has a point. This is our last stand. And I'm curious, all of you people, you've been in a town, they've torn down your statues. Are you better off now? Is your city like a, I don't know, is it some sort of a gleaming fortress on a hill, as Ronald Reagan said, or has it been turned into a war zone like my hometown of Memphis? We're going to ask Robert that question. He's listening to us on KWAM. We're going to get to his call in just a moment. Again, our phone number, 844-747-8868. Is your town a utopia now that they've just destroyed all of the statues, destroyed your history? We'll be right back. All right, as promised, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Robert in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, I heard you talking about the statue. Was that the one downtown on Riverside Drive?
This is the one on the, no, it's up on the bluff. So this would be Fourth Bluff Park. That used to be known as Confederate Park.
Okay. Well, I was driving down Riverside Drive the other day, and I think there used to be some type of Confederate statue there, and now there's like a statue of like a hair pick, and I didn't know if I was a little confused about that. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that could be the same one. It's a giant. It's steel colored hair right. pick, and it right. The handle is a Black Power fist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just didn't know about it, and it seemed kind of silly to me. So,
Robert, does it, you know, I don't think that statue has actually made Memphis safer. I mean, they've removed all the statues, but the crime has only gotten worse.
Yeah, it definitely hadn't helped with the crime. I think they could have done a better job and maybe put put up some other type of better statue, like maybe like Tom Lee or even like Willie Harrington, who is a famous, you know, black Memphian.
Or what about Dr. Ben Carson or Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're Memphians, but those would have been fine, too.
May as well, yeah. I hear you. But, no, we've got a giant hair pick. So, there you go.
Well, thanks a lot for clearing that up for me.
All right, glad to do it, Robert. Appreciate the call. It's the craziest thing, isn't it? Do you think there will ever be monuments to Clarence Thomas or Dr. Ben Carson or Condoleezza Rice? Let's go to Edward in Chattanooga, listening to us on Nuga Radio. Hi, Edward. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? So I've been listening to this entire topic, and even though I'm not in Memphis, I used to live in Atlanta, and I would see changes like this. But I think more it's like a replacing something negative and putting something in empowering could be like a double-edged sword, simply because you're forcing people to accept what's going on, which is causing some form of small entitlement. You know, I mean, history has its dark stories, but it's kind of the same.
You know, Edward, I look at this, you know, this, what they replaced the Confederate statue with, this giant hair pick. Do I like it? No, absolutely not. Do I think it ought to be erected in a taxpayer funded park? Nope, not at all. But are you seeing me down there saying, hey, we've got to tear down this monument? No, that's, you know, if that's the historical representation they want, okay, they erected it. Why not just erect it alongside of what was there? I mean, why do you have to tear it down? That's what I don't like.
Because I guess what it seems is like, well, you know, this was a Confederate thing. But like I said, to me, replacing it with a pic showing an Afro pic, like, it should be more unity instead of diversity, because it's still causing some form of separation.
Oh, it sure is.
And it's still not helping the public, because, as you stated, the crime rate has gone up simply because now there's just some form of subconscious entitlement.
Well, I'm not too sure it's subconscious anymore, Edward. I think it's pretty much in your face around here. And again, I just go back to the beautiful story of Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was a vile man, and he was very wealthy. He was profane. He did very horrible things with his life until he went to church and he had a conversion experience. And I think that story is a story worth telling, where he actually was a speaker at a civil rights gathering in Memphis, and promised for the rest of his life he would do whatever he could to help the black community. That tells me that that's an amazing story that we ought to be celebrating and quite frankly, understanding, and maybe that would stop a lot of the violence you know, we're seeing in the streets today.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's like you could change your life around, start doing better for people, but no one's going to let go of all the negative past, you know. I don't know too much in detail about it, so I could be missing some, you know, major issues. But, I mean, if he put in effort to try to basically change his life around, that's what needs to be thought at. And a statue pairing what he was doing should have been in his place, instead of just completely ignoring it and going straight into the pit.
Yeah, I think Edward, we got to run. We're running late for a guest, but I appreciate you calling in. And I would encourage you folks to do your homework, investigate Nathan Bedford Forrest and take a look at his latter years. And you will see that not only did he accept Christ, but he renounced the Klan and he burned his Klan garments. So there's always another side to the story. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us the founder and president of Timothy Plan. TimothyPlan.com is the website. That's TimothyPlan.com. Art Alley. Art, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, I am doing just fine. But, you know, apart from Christ, we're all a mess. But what a difference. What a difference it makes.
And what a great story. And those are the kinds of testimonies that I think we need to be telling in this country.
You bet. You bet.
You know, aren't
there,
we?
But for the grace of God, go I. And man, what a change.
Amen.
What a change.
Amen. It's funny.
Hey, Todd, can I just express my appreciation to the audience? You know, when I was on last time with you and we talked a little bit about Bonnie and, you know, her going home to be in heaven now, I got from your audience, some of the most wonderful, encouraging emails of people that just really care. And, of course, we offer the book, Not Blind Faith, and, man, that was a home run. If anybody didn't get that, please ask for your copy. It is free. It is. It will equip you on how to share what Todd was just talking about with full confidence. And it's only like 20 pages long. It's a little pamphlet. Not Blind Faith. If you go to, in, they asked me, don't give out the phone number anymore because it just buried us. But invest@timothyplan.com. Just ask for the pamphlet, Not Blind Faith. I ordered a whole new supply after you cleaned us out last time.
Well, we're happy to clean you out there on those kinds of things, Art. And I got my copy, I think, on Thursday or Friday. And thank you for that. And it's just a beautiful pamphlet. And folks, again, you can get one free of charge and something that we really are celebrating here because, your wife, Miss Bonnie, it was a home going. And that is something that we celebrate as followers of Christ.
Amen.
You know, Art, it's interesting. I know, and we're going to talk about the bona fides of Timothy Plan in just a moment. But it's interesting that you have the Budweiser story with this massive blowback against Budweiser, and I don't drink beer, but I'm observing this, and I'm smiling because people are standing up and they know right from wrong, and they're sending a message to woke companies like Anheuser-Busch, like Walt Disney, and we're starting to see people wake up, and I think Timothy Plan has been a big part of that in the ministry and the work that you guys provide.
Well, I hope we have. But, you know, on the Budweiser thing, that was just plain stupid.
Yeah.
Because the people who drink Budweiser, who used to drink Budweiser, they're pretty patriotic and fairly conservative folks. And you just don't put in your face that kind of stuff. I mean, these people are nuts.
And in their defense, I suspect that a lot of companies that are conservative companies, they're hiring these young people right out of college, and I think we have a generation of very woke people that are coming into the workforce. And, you know, a lot of these companies, if you're not paying close attention, you could find your own company going that way. So you're going to have to be very diligent business owners across the country.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, part of the problem is that, for sure, these people have been indoctrinated with just a bunch of lies. But the other side of it are these humongous financial firms, and we've mentioned them before, like BlackRock and Vanguard, who are pursuing a very unholy, evil agenda. They are so big. They own so much, many shares of the stock of all these publicly traded companies, that they actually exert their influence on top management, because, you know, they just own so much. And, you know, not that top management isn't going to go woke themselves anyway, but they're getting a lot of help, especially from BlackRock and Vanguard. Todd, you know, and I know, these people are way ahead of us in strategy and all the rest. They learned a long time ago how to weaponize their money. And they're doing it. And unfortunately, we're seeing the fallout from that right now.
And that's where I think Timothy Plan plays such an important part. And folks, timothyplan.com is the website, timothyplan.com. And we have so many new listeners. And by the way, we're going to be adding a station in Jackson, Tennessee and Amarillo, Texas. So we're excited to be coming into those markets as well. But really, for what, more than 25 years now, you have been at the helm of this faith-based and award-winning mutual fund. And we're talking about making investments that are godly investments and not investing your money in companies that, quite frankly, have gone woke.
Well, if there's an alternative, why would you want to do that? And that's what we do represent. And thank you for mentioning that, Todd. And, you know, the average person has no clue. They go to their financial advisor, not that they have no clue, I mean, in the investment world. They go to their financial advisor, they get their advice on this fund or that fund, or let's use this strategy, without any knowledge of what underlies that. What do they own? Where is their money being invested? And if you want to check with us, invest at timothyplan.com. We have another free service called Evaluator. If you tell us the name or names of the companies you're invested in or the mutual funds, we can give you a report that'll tell you how much money those funds have invested in companies that are not our friends, whether it be promoting abortion or pornography or non-traditional married lifestyles. Corporate America, Wall Street, is not our friend anymore. And unfortunately, like you say, they've really caved into the woke thing. And it's time for us to stand up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. And we can't change the world, but we can sure change what each individual investor is able to do. And that's where we come into the picture.
And folks, so what we're trying to do here is get you to rethink the way you think about investing. And that's what Timothy Plan is all about, investing with biblical principles. You know, we talk about Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. Well, there's a reason we support them, and that's one of the reasons why. So, again, this is an opportunity for you to really rethink the way you've been investing. And if you're a young person listening, we have a lot of homeschoolers listening to the show, this is an opportunity for you to start at the ground level. And Art, real quick, what would you recommend to those young people, 16, 17, 18 years old, as they're getting started on their investments?
Todd, thank you. The only thing I'd recommend is equip yourself. All of our training in handling money has come from the world's perspective. Go to our website, timothyplan.com, on the home page, which the younger people understand what that is. You can navigate around there, find the link to Biblical Stewardship Study Course, and equip yourself on what God says about handling money, and you can save yourself a whole lot of grief down the road. So if you're starting from a solid foundation, you know, Timothy, yes, we are the investment side of it, but there's so much more involved. I'd recommend that. It's a 9-hour course. You start and stop whenever you want to, but you can be equipped with the Word of God, how to handle the money He's entrusted to you. And that only works, Todd, as you know, every time.
Every time. Well, Art, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and glad to know you're doing well.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much. God bless.
All right. Art Alley, the founder of Timothy Plan, Investing with Biblical Principles. Love our monthly chats. And by the way, if you want that free booklet, write this telephone number down. You're going to need this, and it's you're going to love it. 800-846-7526. That's 1-800-846-7526. And for our new listeners, Art and his beautiful wife, Miss Bonnie, used to travel the country in an RV. And they did a big trip down the Mississippi River a few months back. Miss Bonnie got sick and went to heaven, about a month or so ago. And we hope that you will continue to pray for Art and the Alley family as they grieve, but they also rejoice, as we all do, for those of us who are followers of our Lord. So again, timothyplan.com is the website and that number, and this is so important, folks, because if we are going to make a difference, it's going to be with our money. You don't want to invest your money in Disney or Coca-Cola or any of these other woke companies, and the good people at Timothy Plan are going to help you find investments that are going to stand up to your beliefs. 1-800-846-7526. We'll be right back.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly
drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin Wiper Performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin Premium Wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
All right, your funky white boy, Todd Starnes, here with you this afternoon. Man, it's been a little bit of a busy start to the week, so we'll see what happens down the pike here. Oh, by the way, this is an interesting story out of the New York Post. Nearly 4,500 car thefts so far this year. New York City is handing out free Apple AirTag trackers. Now, that's a pretty clever thing. Well, I got to thinking about something here. That's sort of like when a GPS, that's like a little GPS unit. And so they'll be able to track where your car is. Here's what I find fascinating. So New York City, what is it, 14, 15 million people live in New York City, and they've had 4,500 car thefts. Yeah, hold my sweet tea, New York City. Here in Memphis, 1.3 million people, we've had over 5,000 car thefts so far this year. So for you to understand, I know a lot of people say, Starnes, what's up with you in Memphis? Why, folks, I had no idea my hometown had gone to hell in a handbasket. But unfortunately, this is what happens when the Democrats control a city. But the idea that more cars have been stolen in Memphis, Tennessee than New York City, the largest city in all of America, that is bonkers crazy. Crazy. And my hat is off to the off-duty police officer who actually stopped four thugs yesterday from stealing somebody's Dodge Charger. And the bad guys opened fire. Well, guess what happened? The off-duty police officer, he fired back and he got one of them. And you better believe that thug is probably going to think long and hard before trying to steal another car. So I say, good for you, officer. And all you people out there, be safe. It is a dangerous world. All right, we got to scoot out. If you missed any of our interviews, be sure to head over to our website, toddstarnes.com. We have all sorts of great free resources for you, including our podcast and our newsletter. Be good, America.
The crackling flame, the piercing heat. We were all born with a fire burning deep within our bellies. For me, Gustavus Swift, I turned my fire into the creation of Swift Foods back in 1855. For you, it might simply be to smoke a tastier rack of ribs than that blowhard Steve. Go on, find your spark. Swift Foods, inspiring extraordinary meals since 1855.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Oh, normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.